shows in the Flint Hills.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back into In Focus here, News Radio KMAN. As we do most Wednesdays here on the program, we're talking education today. And this next segment, the next two segments, we'll talk Manhattan Area Technical College. And we have Director of Adult Education, Chris Boxberger, joining us in studio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it as well. And talk a little bit about the Adult Learning Center today and kind of maybe the history of it here. Tell us, I think it was about a year ago you guys took over from USD 383.
Absolutely. The Adult Learning Center actually used to be it started in 1936. It was part of a volunteer program in Manhattan. Individuals wanted to help immigrants learn better English. And so that program took off. And then in 1966, USD 383 took on the program for the ESL section, but also had a GED section. The GED part was becoming more and more popular in the country at the time and just continued on. Last year, Manhattan Tech took on their different supervisory responsibilities, and the GED program and the ESL program moved out to the college. This aligns really well with Kansas Board of Regents. They are focusing everything on workplace. So our goals for our students in GED and ESL would be to get these students ready to either go to college, tech school, K-State, or going into workforce and getting a better job, and then just also being a better community member.
Okay. And this is, living in Manhattan, we have a pretty diverse community. What's maybe the enrollment been like here for students coming out and needing these services?
Absolutely. Ever since we went to the college, our enrollment has skyrocketed. I'm not sure if it was just a new location or just the word kind of got out, but yeah, we've been reaching a lot of different populations with Hispanics and different immigrants that are coming into our area, and it's great because a lot of our students are actually parents of USD 383 students, and so it's nice. We see a lot of turnaround where parents will learn better English or they'll learn their math skills and everything, and they're able to help out their children that are in USD 383.
Great. Are there different levels of the language learning here?
Absolutely. For language learning, we do everything from beginning, intermediate, advanced. We do have a few transition classes. We're working on a TOEFL prep. So for students that are interested in going to college, oftentimes they need this prep for a test that will say that, yes, they know English very well.
Okay. This is something that's kind of my alley a little bit. My wife does English as a second language here through schools.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of curious what the eligibility is for people to partake in this.
Absolutely. So the great part about our entire program, all of our classes are free. The only thing is we just require a $60 materials fee, and that just helps with supplies in the classroom and different licenses for computers and everything. Eligibility for our ESL, just we serve U.S. citizens and students that are on an immigrant visa. We also service undocumented students, so refugees, et cetera.
Okay. Good good to know and pass that along. If people want more information, what's the best place to find that info?
Sure. Our website's probably going to be the easiest thing. That's manhattantech.edu/ALC.
All right. Now, kind of going with that here with the adult education program, you offer the high school diploma program here to get your GED, correct?
Correct. In our state, which is absolutely wonderful, we're one of the few states that do it, if a student takes all four GED tests and passes them, the state will award them a Kansas State high school diploma. So in our program, you walk out with not only your GED, but also a high school diploma.
Okay. And how do people get signed up for that? Is it kind of a similar process?
Yeah, it's a similar process. We've tried to simplify it as much as we can at the college. And just going to our website, there's an apply now button. They'll just fill out an application, and then we send them a confirmation. Just say, congratulations, you're enrolled. The best part about our students is once they are an Adult Learning Center student, they're also a Manhattan Tech student. So they'll get the ID. Right now we just partnership with ATA bus, and they can ride on those for free. They have full access to our counselors, to our library system, and all of our programs like welding and construction technology.
Well, that's great. And, you know, technical colleges, community colleges are an affordable option for a lot of people. And so when they get the GED, that's a great way to transition into a perhaps a better career.
Absolutely. And part of our program is not only the GED and ESL, but in 1976, we were one of the first regional testing centers in Kansas. And so what this did is it allowed us to test the GED here. So students don't have to go to Topeka or Salina to test. They can do it right here. Our testing center has just also bloomed, and right now we're offering ETS training. So it provides the praxis test for teachers. So if there's a new teacher out there that needs to take a test to be certified to teach, then they can take it right there. If any teachers are out there in any of our school districts that need to recertify, they can take the test. And the biggest one that we just got, we are now offering ASE testing, Automotive Service Excellence. So any mechanic that's out there that needs to get recertified or take some certifications, our center now does it. They do not have to go to Topeka or Salina for it.
Okay. Well, that's good news, and that you don't have to travel as far.
Yeah.
And these services, having the variety of services here in your backyard, I mean, that helps you reach a lot of people.
Absolutely. Yeah. When we came over to Manhattan Tech, the first thing I said as the interim director at the time was, I want this program to just be the connection to our community. I want it. In Riley County alone, there are 2,287 individuals that do not have a high school diploma or GED. That's a lot. And we want to make sure that we're helping those students, but we also want to make sure we're providing English language services. We want to make sure that if somebody needs a certification, we're going to be able to test for it. And that's where we want to be our bridge to and give back to the Manhattan and surrounding communities.
Again, we're talking with Chris Boxberger, Director of Adult Education Services there at Manhattan Area Technical College. How long have you been involved with this?
I am going into my fifth year. I started off as a technology instructor and then became the counselor, and then in the transition period became the director, and it's been a very fun ride. I think one of the few things I've realized is Manhattan Tech is a smaller college, but there are some big things that are happening and big things that are going to continue happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you obviously have a passion for adult education here. This is kind of something that's always been in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I bounced around a lot in college. I went to K-State, started here in 2007, and I was originally a music major, and I loved it. I realized it was more of a hobby than a career, but I had an excellent academic advisor, and she helped me through a lot of different things. And I think that's when I started to realize, you know what, I want to help people, some people that may not know what their path is right now, and that's where it led me. This is absolutely – I love coming to my job every day. I love working with students. The resiliency of our students is absolutely amazing. Some of the stories I could tell – of our students overcoming adversity, overcoming all the barriers that stop them from completing school. It's miraculous. It's awesome.
Well, having a resource like this in the community is always a good thing, because you don't realize the magnitude of the help you're providing some of these folks. Let's take a quick break. We'll talk more about some enrollment opportunities here and talk more with Chris Boxberger after this on InFocus News Radio KMAN.